Bobby Bones post-show pre-show.
Oh, babe, my allergies are just crushing me. You, Amy? Did they bother you at all?
No, but I got that allergy shot. For Miss Vire allergy, yes. I got some shot put into my hip and it made all my allergies go away for like the rest of my life.
I don't know what that shot is, but I like to have a little bit of that. Folks and friends, we could use a little fun right now, so it will come at the expense of your dignity. Amy, are you ready?
Ready.
I put together the easy spelling bee. I'll give you a commonly misspelled word. See if you can get it. Amy's up first.
I can't spell for anything.
That's why I said your dignity. Your word is tomorrow. Go ahead.
Okay. T-O-M-O-R-R-O-W. Tomorrow.
Nice. You're still in the mix here.
Thank you.
Lunchbox.
Yeah.
Your word is quarantine.
He's going to misspell this.
So would I.
Well, we're writing it all the time.
Yeah, and I'm also spelling it wrong all the time.
Q-U-A-R-A-N. A-T-I-N-E. Quarantine.
Ooh, you put an A on there, you missed it. It's Q-U-A-R-A-N-T-I-N-E.
You did two
A's,
buddy.
You spelled quarantine.
Bones, you're popping a little bit like a beast.
That's what I do. I pop in the club. I pop in the... Is it just popping on the podcast? Are people just going to hear pops and it's going to be annoying to them?
Now that I say that, it sounds fine right now.
It's like, hey, can you hear me now? And you can hear the person say that, but then you can't hear anything else they say. Eddie, you're in.
Come on.
Spell the word banana.
Oh, that's a good one, Bones. B-A-N-A-N-A.
Wow, banana. Nice.
B-A-N-A-N-A-A.
Oh, I didn't think about that. Amy, spell restaurant.
R-E-S-T, hold on, Resta, A-U-R-A-N-T.
Nice. I struggle with restaurant. Eddie.
Come on.
Spell the word lollipop.
Ooh, lollipop, L-O-L-L-I-P-O-P.
Wow, nice. Amy, spell definitely.
Oh, no way. There's no way. I get it wrong every time. Okay, D-E-F, define, D-E-F-I-N-E-T-L-Y?
I'm sorry, that's wrong. There's no E. Listen,
trick for, spell definitely for me, because my trick to try to always get it right is I'm like, okay, just write define, Italy. I don't know. I spell it wrong every time, but give it to me.
It's D-E-F-I-N. The no E, it's I. So D-E-F-I-N-I-T-E-L-O-E-R.
That's what it is. Basically define,
Eddie, you can win
take
this.
Out the E.
Okay. Eddie, win it with spelling tattoo. Spell it because I want to get rid of this segment.
Okay.
Easy.
T-A-T, tat. T-O-O.
There you go, two T's, two O's.
Thank
nice.
Goodness.
You win,
Eddie. Nice.
Yes, thank
nice
you.
Job. Woo! Are we popping so bad on this that we should just load it and let it run?
No, your money now.
Yes. You're going to start to see this feature on Facebook. There'll be a new coronavirus information center at the top of your Facebook feeds. It will feature all tons of verified information because you're seeing a lot of non-verified information from people. And so it's verified stuff from the World Health Organization and the Centers for Disease Prevention and Control. So you'll see that on Facebook. The biggest workday time waster is what, Amy?
Facebook.
Emails.
Oh.
The average person spends 2.5 hours a day reading and responding to an average of 200 emails.
But aren't some of the emails considered work, so is it really a waste?
Now, I'm just telling you what the story is here. Reading headlines, Amy.
Cool.
Seeing if I have any other headlines I want to read. We're home, and you may have heard this in the last few podcasts, that once the internet picks up, we're not able to talk to each other as much. So, yeah. So I think that's it. I think we'll just cut it here. I don't want our listeners to have a bunch of popping audio. I think we did a pretty good show today, too. So the less we talk, the more we get out of this. Bill Cosby wants to get out of jail, though, due to coronavirus. Amy, your thoughts?
No. Sorry. I don't think he should get out of jail, but I mean, I guess we could put him on house arrest. Can that happen?
Well, I'm asking you. He is old, and they're letting old people out. I think if you're old and you have a nonviolent crime or a crime that isn't like whatever A-plus crime, what he did is, I'm not up for letting him out.
Yeah. Yeah, I think he should be there. So, sorry.
When you're on house arrest, do you get like PS4 and Netflix and all that?
Yep.
I think so, huh? Yeah, you get to do whatever you want. Yeah, it's like I'm on house arrest right now, yeah. Basically.
That's what I was going to say.
So I tell you, not so bad.
We're all on house arrest.
I mean, imagine house arrest. Like, you get sentenced to jail, but it's house arrest. That's pretty freaking cool.
Mm-hmm.
And you don't get coronavirus at the same time.
Winning.
Awesome. Yeah. Okay, we're done here. I'm going to jump into this. Check out Amy's new Four Things episode. She sat down with a therapist on how to emotionally and mentally survive these crazy times.
Mm-hmm.
So that's Four Things with Amy Brown. Also, I did a podcast with Brett Young and Matt Ramsey, the lead singer of Old Dominion, two separate. But you'll be able to hear them on the last Bobbycast, so search Bobbycast. Here is today's show. Hope you enjoy it. We'll see you guys soon. All right, here you go. Bye-bye.
Fight. Congrats, Bobby Bones. Your ACM win.
Grind.
ACM.
Congrats, Bobby Bones.
Repeat.
National Air Personality
of the Year, baby.
Come on.
Win.
Love you.
This is the Bobby Bones Show.
Yeah, I like it.
Portions of the following program were pre-recorded.
Here we go.
Come on, Bobby.
Bobby Bones.
Transmitting across America.
Now turn it up. Woo. This is the Bobby Bones Show.
Let's go.
Hey guys, welcome to Thursday's show. Amy, good morning. How are you?
Good morning. Good. How are you?
Pretty good. Are you still going to the store? Are you trying to get to the store and stuff during quarantine?
Not. I feel like I did a good job of getting stuff that we need, but yeah, I mean, there's a few things I like to keep fresh, like lettuce and eggs and stuff like that.
Are you finding all that at the store fine?
Well, no. I mean, yesterday they put out eggs and they in where the eggs are from chickens, there was a box. And so I put them in my basket and then I look at the packaging and it says duck eggs. And I was like, what? I've never seen a duck egg. And this is my normal grocery store. And so I felt like maybe they ran out of chicken eggs. And so they were able to get their hands on some duck eggs. So they just threw them up there where the eggs go and they try to trick me.
And hopefully people don't notice.
I guess. I mean, I bought them because I like eggs, but it just feels they're just sitting in my fridge. Like I have to think about it.
Speaking of cooking, later on in the show, the Pioneer Woman, Ree Drummond, will be on. And I don't really watch Food Network, but Caitlin does. And we were watching it and she was like, I just love her so much. And I was like, really? And then I mentioned it on the air and so many of our listeners were just hitting me like crazy talking about how much they love her. So we're going to have her on and Caitlin's actually going to come up and be on the show and talk to her. She said she had some questions that she wanted to ask her because they're both from Oklahoma. And so Ree Drummond, the Pioneer Woman, will be on. I thought when someone was talking about the Pioneer Woman that that was some kind of like Little House on the Prairie book or something. I didn't know what that was. But so that'll happen. Brantley Gilbert's coming up today. You know, I did see where there was a prison break where 14 inmates basically just walked out of the jail in Washington. Six of them are still on the loose.
Wow.
They're letting a lot of prisoners out because if you didn't do something real bad, they don't want you getting a coronavirus in prison.
Yeah. I mean, I guess that makes sense. And if you're not, it'll help weed through some of that. But how does it say how those people just walked out? Like, how does that happen? And anytime I think of anyone escaping jail, my mind immediately goes to the time your cousin escaped jail.
Remember that?
Yeah, no, it's the craziest time ever.
On this show, if you're new to this show, my first cousin, who's, by the way, back in jail, obviously, Skip, I mean, he's been in jail his whole life for the most part. He was all over the national news because he escaped prison. There was like a little hole that you could talk to people through, and he run and dove through it. And then Good Morning America, the Today Show, they were all trying to find him. And we were on the air going, I don't know where he is. And he got in a shootout at some point. The cops were talking to me. Like, and I was like, I haven't talked to him in years. But yeah, that's wild, huh?
So crazy.
And I guess if you're in prison your whole life, what is there to lose by trying to break out?
Mm-hmm.
Because you're just going to go back to jail. But yeah, that was a wild part. There was also a story about a burglar who broke into a restaurant storage unit in Washington, D.C. And all he wanted to steal was hand sanitizer and cleaning products. Probably because he knows he'd get the most money for it.
Yeah. I'm like, wait, okay. In my mind, I first was like, well, did he need them for his family? But then I was like, no, he wanted them to sell on the black market.
I'm starting to run low on soap, though, and I had a lot of it.
Are you really?
Well, I have a lot of sanitizer still left, but as far as soap goes, I'm starting to get kind of down there in the nervous area, and I'm ready for toilet paper to be stocked up again because I never went toilet paper crazy. I never understood why people were buying all the toilet paper.
Yeah.
So I'm going to need toilet paper relatively soon. So let's everybody stop freaking out and buying it. But if you see any, Amy, you can get me some, right?
Sure. Yeah. No, I mean, we can look out for each other. I saw, what did I see the other day? This was a few days ago, but I think Mike Huckabee was talking about how if you're from Arkansas, you know that you could just use a corn cob.
Yeah, or a corn cob.
After you go to the bathroom?
You just wipe your butt with it.
Okay. Yeah. So that's an option.
Throw it away, but listen, or you can go full like European and put a bidet in there.
Mm-hmm.
Or do your own bidet, like get a shampoo bottle and fill it up with water and just... Listen, you got to do what you got to do.
DIY.
Yeah, do it yourself. There you go.
Here's the Bobby Bones Show podcast highlight segment of the day.
A lot of us have had to alter our day-to-day lives, at least for the time being, because of Corona. And where we live, they've shut everything down. So you can not stay at home, but go out, there's nothing open. And so the grocery stores are open. You can pick up food from outside of places, but there just aren't a lot of things. But Mike D., you know, as we're quarantined, he's a vegan. And so you only can eat vegetables. So it's not like you can stock up on food.
I can't.
Because it goes bad quick.
Maybe a week.
So what's been your situation?
I haven't been able to find fresh vegetables. And some of the tofu and plant-based meats I find aren't getting restocked as often.
Tofu and plant-based meat.
Yeah.
Bleh.
That's what I eat.
Both.
Oh.
The fact that plant-based meat is a thing that you can buy is really weird. And I've had some of that stuff. What are they called? Incredible Burgers and stuff?
Yeah.
What they're called?
Impossible Burger.
Impossible Burger. And it's fine. But Mike D, by the way, if you're new to the show, he's the head writer on the show. So if you hear a game or you hear a segment that has a lot of facts in it, Mike D's probably put that segment together. But he lost over 100 pounds by stopping eating meat and just walking and walking, turned into jogging, turned into running. And so I guess the thing for you that to hold true on is vegetables does good for you.
Yeah, that's what I eat. And then I was even talking to your girlfriend the other day about not being able to find vegetables, and she went to Target and got me some butternut squash and some Brussels sprouts because she knew I was having trouble finding it.
So is that fresh vegetables though?
Yeah, fresh.
Why can't they just freeze them?
Well, people take all the frozen stuff. All that stuff is gone. Why. So you go and it's bare.
Eddie was telling me that he's already started eating a lot of his quarantine food.
Yeah, I mean, I didn't know if this qualifies as us being quarantined. So I stocked up on a lot of stuff and I got canned goods. And the other day I saw a huge can of SpaghettiOs that I got. And I'm like, well, this is a perfect time, I guess, to use it. So I'm starting to eat it.
Well, the grocery stores are still open and they're not extremely nutty to get into right now. You can still go. I think in California, for example, it's a 2-hour wait in some places to get into the grocery store. Now, that's because higher population, more cases of it there, a bigger lockdown. So there are certain grocery stores in Los Angeles and around that area where it is difficult to get into, where that food being stocked up would be what you need to do. I've had some of my quarantine food, too. I'm not going to lie.
We're eating it before we really need to.
I'm up in my studio in my house, and my quarantine closet that I've had built for months, by the way, is up here too, and sometimes I just need a snack. And why am I gonna walk all the way downstairs when I can walk over to the quarantine closet and get a little something, you know?
Right. I have a whole chicken in my freezer I've been eyeing for 3 days.
You have a whole chicken? What do you mean?
A whole frozen chicken, a whole chicken. And yeah. I'm like, well, that looks really good. We can use that for dinner tonight, but now I better keep it.
Are you cooking at all, Eddie?
Yeah, so we're trying to do one meal every 2 nights. And then we make the whole meal, and then we have that for lunch for the next 2 days. But really, that's just, I mean, we're used to doing dinner, fresh dinners every night, so we're doing it to every other night now.
Coming up in a little bit, speaking of cooking, the Pioneer Woman will be on, who is Ree Drummond, who is a big Food Network star. And I got to be honest, I don't watch Food Network. Not about her, I just don't watch. I don't know how to cook. When I was in college and early on in my radio career, I could cook really inexpensive things from the grocery store. But mostly it was just bologna sandwiches. Like, I could eat a bologna sandwich for lunch and for dinner and be completely content because I had no money. And also, I think you just start to like the taste of the things that you've grown accustomed to. So even today, if you give me 2 pieces of white bread, a slice of bologna, a ton of mustard, it's going to make me feel good. Like, that's a comfort food for me. Much like, in a different way, the real thin crust pepperoni pizza from Pizza Hut is.
Come on.
Because that was a super treat for us. Like, if we were at a church camp or an FCA meeting and we were ordering food, it was always thin crust pepperoni pizza. And so when I have that, it's that same kind of feeling. And people will go, man, that's not the best kind of pizza. Well, I disagree. Contraire, mon frère, is what I say. And I disagree because that's what the best to me is. Amy, if you look back at your childhood, did you eat anything that is still really good to you that you look back now and go, I don't know how that was even good? Because Mountain Dew is that for me. I drank so much Mountain Dew. And I'll have maybe a Mountain Dew a year at this point. Maybe. But when I taste it, it's like angel water. I'm not going to lie. It's like an angel flies down my throat, lands in my belly, and does a little dance. And to my favorite John Mayer song, Stop This Train. Like, that's what it feels like when I drink Mountain Dew.
Oh. Wow.
Yeah. What about you?
I mean, mine would be potato chip sandwiches. So my mom used to do like white bread with mayonnaise, and then you put sour cream and onion potato chips stacked all in it, and then you cut it in half and you eat it like a sandwich.
Will you ever do that now?
No, but I feel like if I did, I would have all those feelings you're describing. Like, it would just be
the angel and the John Mayer song.
Yes, because it's like something special. And then, I mean, anything Little Debbie, like, I
come on with a Little Debbie.
Yeah. I know, yeah,
man. I tell you what holds up are Swiss cake rolls, and those Swiss cake rolls at the time I don't think were my favorite because I loved oatmeal pies. I would get a whole box of oatmeal pies for like $1.29 because I worked maintenance on a golf course. And when I would come back home, I would stop at the gas station and they would have the boxes of the Little Debbie cakes. And I'll tell you, here we go. If I were to do a ranking of them, ooh, it's tough. The Star Crunch is up there too.
Oh, right? Those are so good.
Oh, yeah. Oh, for sure. Like,
people sleep on Star Crunch.
Yeah.
Let's not sleep on the Star Crunch because it was consistently solid. The Star Crunch was like chocolate with the rice. Oh, yeah. It was so good. Okay. At number one, I'm going to have to go with oatmeal pies.
No.
Because I could eat a whole box of them. So on my list, number one's oatmeal pie. Number two, you know what I really liked, and they have to be seasonal, was those the Christmas tree ones?
Yeah, Little Debbie's, yeah.
Those were really good, but I can't put that in my universal list because you couldn't get them around summertime.
No, I can help you with that. The same ones that are in the Christmas tree are the zebra cakes.
Oh, zebra cakes are so good, though. That's a good point about zebra cakes.
It's basically the same thing.
Okay. At number one, oatmeal pies. At number two, it just hopped back in the race, zebra cakes. Yeah. Thank you for that reminder. At number three, I think I'm going to go with Star Crunch because of the consistency. It was always good. I'm going to go with the Swiss rolls at four. What am I leaving out, though?
I know one five? That you're. This is
I'm not
going to
make Nutty Buddy. If you say Nutty Buddy, Amy, I'm out of here. I'm just turning the show off and going home.
I knew you were
going
to say that because
I don't like peanut butter.
I know, but is this your list or is it our list?
I'm making my list right now.
Oh,
If you pick Nutty Buddy, I quit the show. I'm just telling you. So go ahead. Give me an option.
I mean, that's literally what I had because I knew you were going to leave it out because you don't like it. But universally, you could take the little wafer apart and then eat it.
Hold on a second. Let me vomit my own mouth.
Okay. Well, what's left?
No, well, I got a bunch left. Are you kidding me? What didn't make the list are things like honey buns.
Okay.
What didn't make the list were obviously your Dookie sticks, Nutty Buddies.
Yeah, they're amazing.
Marshmallow pies.
Blech.
No, made by the Little Debbies. The official name of marshmallow pies, do you remember the name of those?
Is it moon pie?
Maybe it's just marshmallow pie.
Maybe.
Because I'm going to put that at number five, and that's how we're going to end the list right there. Don't ever come at me with anything peanut butter related, Amy. because I will quit the show, and then after I'm done with the show, I will. I'm not gonna say burn down the radio station. I don't want to be some documentary where.
Yeah, where it's like,
you know, we knew we started when we're doing Tiger King 2. It's Radio King, and we're like, we knew the guy was crazy when he threatened to burn down the radio station over a marshmallow pie.
Bobby Bones Show.
Big three stories.
Let's go over to our producer, Raymundo. Raymundo, what you got over there?
Most Americans are going to see that $1,200 from the government in about 3 weeks if you typically got your taxes direct deposited. Those who get a check when you file your taxes, you're going to see the money in about 4 weeks. In the U.S., the death toll from the coronavirus is over 1,000 people. There's around 70,000 cases in the U.S. And finally, McDonald's has trimmed their menu, and they're going to stop serving their all-day breakfast because of the coronavirus pandemic.
Bobby Bones.
Yeah. Eddie, how many kids are you homeschooling?
Three. I have my 12-year-old son, my 6-year-old son, and my 5-year-old foster son.
And how are you and your wife splitting up the homeschooling duties since you guys are trapped at home?
Yeah, so she's the smarter one of us two. So she does like the important subjects, math, English, reading, stuff like that. And then I handle PE, a little bit of music, and Espanol.
Oh, so you're teaching Spanish?
Yes, of course.
Are you giving them quizzes?
No, I'm trying to make it fun right now. And I've been organizing it through like every day we have a category like food, animals, stuff like that.
Well, Eddie has come to me and said he'd like to share with us the Spanish word of the day. So, are you teaching us?
Yeah, I mean, I think these are words that maybe you've heard of, but you don't know how to really say it or use it in a sentence. So, I'm going to help you guys out.
All right, here we go. Hit it, Raymundo. Oh, boy.
Are you ready?
Yeah, yeah. What are we doing today? What's the Spanish word of the day?
The word of the day today is caballo. Do you guys know what that means? Caballo.
Caballo.
Yes, guys, that is a horse, and you spell that caballo, C-A-B-A-L-L-O. Now, let me use that in a sentence.
Go ahead.
I'm going to take my caballo to the Old Town Road.
Yeah, okay. And what else?
You want another one?
I don't know what we're doing here. No, like,
that's it. I mean, I just want you to know that caballo means horse. Now you know how to spell it, and now go out into the world and use it in a sentence somewhere.
Just randomly drop it somewhere.
Right. If you see a cowboy on a horse, you say, okay. Hey, hombre, nice caballo.
Okay, so I'm kind of getting this then. This is what we're going to do. You're going to come and just teach us a word, and then we'll shut it down.
Yes,
right?
Sir. And I'm hoping that America learns more Spanish and gets to use these words correctly.
All right, your Spanish teacher and mine, producer Eddie, and his Spanish word of the day. Thank you, Eddie.
Gracias.
This is a Bobby Bones show. Bobby Bones.
Amy, how you feeling about church on Easter?
Ooh, it's like going to be happening online.
Okay. That's it in your mind?
Yeah, for sure.
It does seem quick.
Mm-hmm. Too soon. Let's see. Easter's the 12th. Right. I mean, my kids aren't even going back to school, and we don't even know if this is for sure until April 24th. So I feel like if they're protecting the gathering of, like, I'm just not. Easter's, yes, a very important time, and it's such a bummer because it's a great time for community and gathering and all of that, but I think we're just going to have to be responsible about it.
And I'm also a believer that you can worship in any building if you need to, or no building at all. Mm-hmm. As long as your heart and your head is doing the work, it doesn't really matter what structure you're under. Now, you can be inspired by the structure, but I think, yeah, I hope people don't go out and start rushing it because they feel like they need to.
Yeah.
You know? I did see, speaking of Easter, that Peeps has stopped production at its factory because of coronavirus.
Oh, man.
Do you like Peeps, though? Be for real.
I do not, but yeah. I know people that do.
I think they just represent that time of year, right? More so than anyone just loves them. Because people just loved them. They'd be big all year.
That's true. I don't get it. I don't want to hate on Peeps, but because I mean that they probably employ a lot of people and there's a lot going on with that, but yeah. I don't even get it. Like I put them in my mouth and I'm like, okay, every year I try to give them a go.
Still like, nothing, huh?
Not going to happen.
The latest from Nashville and Hollywood. Morgan number 2's 30 Second Skinny.
iHeartRadio announced the iHeart Living Room Concert for America. Elton John is hosting and Tim McGraw will be one of the performers. The show is on Fox at 9/8 Central on Sunday. Kelsey Ballerini and pop artist Halsey's episode of CMT Crossroads aired last night. The pair teamed up to perform a cover of Fleetwood Mac's, a bunch of Halsey's songs and Kelsey's songs, Homecoming Queen, Peter Pan, and Miss Me More. Here it is. Thomas Rhett released the music video for Beer Can't Fix with John Party, and it's a fun video of the two of them soaking up the sun on the beach, cruising around on scooters, fishing out on a boat, and of course, drinking beer. You can see it at bobbybones.com. I'm Morgan number two. That's your skinny.
It's time for the good news
with Lunchbox.
Tell me something good.
There's a 7-year-old in Maryland. He said, Mom, I got this savings from Christmas. My birthday is the past couple years, and I want to do something good with my money. Instead of buying toys, he bought care packages for the elderly people at the nursing home because, you know, the coronavirus, they can't go out. So he bought them some packages and hot meals with all his money.
Most adults wouldn't do that. And here we go. 7-year-old kid is rocking it.
Yeah, Kavanaugh Bell.
Let's shout out Kavanaugh Bell. When I was seven, I don't even know that I would have done that. I'd have been like, I got $5. It's time to buy some baseball cards and do up life right. But no, shout out to this kid who's obviously being raised by some great parents too. That is what it's all about right there.
That was Tell Me Something Good.
Bobby Bone Show.
Bonehead.
Story of the day.
This story comes to us from Tennessee. A man walked into the grocery store and was like, man, I got to get some supplies. Got some toilet paper, some food, some beer. And he's like, I don't want to pay for these. And he tried to run out of the store. But the only problem is it has those automatic locks on the wheels of the cart. So they just said, broop, and the cart, whoa, stop. He ran off without the goods. They pulled him over a few blocks later, and he was driving on a suspended license.
You can't just take your arms and grab a couple things and keep going. I mean, the top of the cart doesn't lock. And also, is anyone else surprised the guy had toilet paper in his cart?
Oh, hey.
Can't find toilet paper. And I'm reading that grocery stores are saying, hey, we're almost catching back up. Like, people aren't showing up and they aren't hoarding as bad. We've put regulations on stuff. We're almost catching. But I still see no toilet paper. And Caitlin sees no toilet paper. Amy, when's the last time you went to the grocery store?
I just went yesterday, but I didn't look for toilet paper.
I haven't thought about it much.
Yeah, I wasn't at a place I would really even buy toilet. I don't know. I didn't even look. Like, I was getting food stuff, so.
Yeah. Ooh. Well, next time, take a look for me, you know, because I don't get out much.
It's true, true. I will.
All right. Lunchbox?
I'm Lunchbox. That's your Bonehead Story of the Day.
Go. On the Bobby Bones Show now.
Brantley Gilbert.
Brantley Gilbert on the phone. Hey, dude, what's happening?
Oh, not a whole lot, brother. Just quarantining.
What are you doing all day so that you don't go crazy?
Man, I don't know if anything's working. I don't know if I'm doing anything to not go crazy because I feel like I'm losing it a little bit. You know, it has been nice to be home with my wife and kids. You know, we got a 6-month little girl and a 2-year-old little boy, and man, I do feel like they're growing a million miles an hour. So it's been nice to be here every day. That being said, man, I've been a road dog over half my life, so I'm programmed to be gone a little bit.
Yeah.
I'm walking holes in the floor, and I'm actually, my wife has been, I didn't get kicked out of the house or nothing like that, but my wife's been staying down in our daughter's room. She's been having some trouble sleeping and stuff, and her and Barrett's room are right next to each other, so you know, if one wakes up, they wake the other one up. So she's been staying down in her room. And when she does, but I head down here to the bus and crash out down here. I sleep better here than I do, you know, up in the house and in that bed by myself. So.
Wow, that's interesting. You know, Willie Nelson, who we used to live by when I was in Texas, he had a house, but he kept his bus near his house, and he just stayed in his bus the whole time because he was so used to living on that bus.
Oh, yeah. I'm the same way, man. No joke. If I'm ever home and Amber and the kids aren't here, or if she stays down in Bray's room, I'd stay on the bus. I would be totally fine living on a bus.
Wow. Brantley Gilbert's with us. The music video is coming out in a few hours for Fired Up. Tell me about that video we're going to see.
I had all my biker buddies there, and we basically pulled a bunch of jacked up trucks and really cool motorcycles and some drag racing cars.
Dang.
And it just, if you could imagine what heaven might be like to me. It's that for 3.5 minutes.
So that'll be out later today. And we're just in the house. You're in the bus. I'm in the house. Are you watching anything right now that's keeping you occupied? Are you on Tiger King yet by any chance?
I'm not, but I am. I'm going to start it tonight. I've heard too much about it at this point to be left out. So are you on it yet?
Yeah, you'll like it. It's about, you know what it's about, right?
Like this dude like raised the tigers and somebody, I guess he killed somebody or something.
Well, so he is a big cat guy and he has a zoo. And so in Oklahoma, he just built a zoo. Like, you just buy big cats and build a zoo, apparently. And it's his life, and he has, like, a feud with another big cat person. It's just a wild show about all of this, and there is kind of a murder situation that happened as well. But it's all true. It's all in, like, southeastern Oklahoma. You watch it. When you're done with it, just text me when you're done with it and let me know. I'll get you on to review it in a couple weeks when you're done with that show.
All right, cool.
All right, hey, good to talk to you, man. And so a couple things about Brantley. The Fired Up single comes out. He's got the new series called Fired Up Friday. Since everyone is stuck at home, he's got the Instagram Live series. Last week, Amber was on, and he'll have a special guest on Friday. And, man, I'm glad to hear you're doing good. I can't wait to see you, like, in real life again. We get to see each other again. So I'm pretty pumped you got the new video coming out today, man.
Well, I appreciate it, buddy, and I appreciate you having me, man. You know I'm a big fan and your buddy, man, and it's always good to get on and kick it with you. So I appreciate you having me this morning.
I'll talk to you soon.
And you got us a Friday tomorrow, so it's coming up quick.
And let me know about Tiger King, and we'll talk soon.
Sounds like a plan, brother. You take it easy.
All right, see you, Brantley.
All right, man, bye.
Coming from the Bass Pro Shops and Cabela Studio on Music Row, The Bobby Bone Show.
Every night when I go to sleep, I turn on The Office and I hear the chimes as the show starts. And there's a new behind the scenes book that's claiming Steve Carell didn't actually want to leave The Office. At the time, he didn't mention in an interview he was thinking about leaving, but NBC didn't make any effort to renew his contract at all. So he just decided that he should leave. There's a book called The Office, The Untold Story of the Greatest Sitcom of the 2000s, which I will for sure be in this. Mm. But several people connected with the show say that he was asked about his contract in an interview and he was like, ah, but then they never came to him. And so he never felt special. They say James Gandolfini almost replaced Steve Carell. You know who James Gandolfini is, guys?
Yeah. Oh, yeah, from Sopranos. Yeah. Mm-hmm. I was just on the tip of my tongue.
And he was about to do it, and the last minute he got cold feet, and they ended up casting James Spader, who came in, and ended up being Robert California. Funny, huh?
Yeah.
Do you know Steve? Facts. They went to Bob Odenkirk. So Steve Carell was going to be Michael Scott, and then Bob Odenkirk was then going to do it, who is Better Call Saul.
Oh, wow.
And then Steve Carell came back and was like, oh, I can now do the show now because something fell through, and then Steve Carell did it. But then Bob Odenkirk plays a character that's like Steve Carell later on in the series. Anyway, it's a lot. Anyway, I thought that was interesting. Bobby Bone, come on. All right, time for Elder versus Millennial. Eddie, who is the oldest on the show. Eddie, how are you?
I'm good, man, and I'm 40 years old. Just in case people, oh, gosh, I'm 41. I forgot
that's
to
That's right.
Count
he had
that.
Another birthday.
Yikes.
Dang. Against Morgan number 2, who's head of our digital and is the youngest member of our show.
Yeah, I'm 26 years old.
And she's at home quarantined like she should be. That's right. She's looking out for people like Eddie. That's why she's quarantined.
I'm 41, dude. Relax.
No, dude. The older folks, they get it. They can get sick. So it's her doing her duty as a youngster taking care of you, Eddie.
Well, thank you, Morgan number 2. We all appreciate it.
I got you.
All right, they're going to battle it out, answering questions about each other's generation. Eddie, I'll ask you questions that Morgan should know. Are you ready?
All right, come on, Bones.
All right, here we go. By the way, Eddie, Morgan number 2's in the lead. There you go, 8-7. Morgan number 2's in the lead. What actress played Anne Hathaway's boss in The Devil Wears Prada? Eddie, this question's for you. It's about Morgan's generation. What actress played Anne Hathaway's boss in The Devil Wears Prada?
Nice. It was on TV like a few months ago, and I caught a glimpse, and I believe it's Meryl Streep.
That's correct.
Woo!
Nice. Eddie, complete the song lyric. Hey, I just met you, and this is crazy, but here's my number, so...
Call me maybe. Woo!
Hey, I just met you.
Yeah!
And this is crazy, but here's my number.
So call me maybe.
And it's hard to look
Eddie, your final question. What popular dating app is known for having the women initiate the conversation after matching?
Easy, easy. That's Bumble, my friend.
Wow, 3 for 3. Eddie nailed all the youngsters. Okay. Morgan, number two, over to you.
Oh, okay.
You have to get all three of them, okay?
I know, this isn't looking good.
Before he was Walter White, what show did Bryan Cranston star in? And I'm going to give you an audio clue. What show is this from? Hit it, please.
Yes, no, maybe. I don't know. Can you repeat the question? You're not the boss of me.
Now. Do you hear that, Morgan, number two?
Oh, my gosh. Yeah, it sounds familiar, but I don't even know who. Bryan Cranston, is that what you said? I don't know
Bryan
who that
Cranston.
Is.
Bryan Cranston, he was in Breaking Bad.
Gosh, I have no idea. I'm just going to say that 70s show.
No, it's Malcolm in the Middle. I'm sorry. What movie starring a famous rapper was named after a road that separates Detroit from the suburbs?
Ooh, that's 8 Mile.
Uh-oh.
There you go. Good. Got that one. And here's a clip of Lose Yourself. Finally, Morgan, what celebrity famously jumped on Oprah's couch?
Jumped on Oprah's couch?
What celebrity famously jumped on Oprah's couch?
Idea. Elton John.
Elton John. No, that's incorrect. Eddie, you know that one?
I do. It's Tom Cruise. And we were all like, yeah, wow, what is happening?
Yeah, because it was about Katie Holmes and they're really faking it like that was a thing.
Yeah.
Eddie, you are the winner. Nice job, bud.
Thank you, Bones. Yeah. I'm feeling young this morning.
Do you want to see how many of the other young ones you would have got?
Yes.
Who was the host of America's Next Top Model?
Tyra Banks.
Nice. What district did Katniss Everdeen come from in The Hunger Games?
That's the South District.
No, no. Amy, do you know that one?
Oh, man. Now I'm like, District 9?
Nah, District 12.
12. Oh, man. Dang, it's been
a minute. Hey, Eddie, what type of animal was Harambe?
Harambe was a gorilla.
Nice. McDreamy is a character from what TV show?
Grey's Anatomy.
Nice. What four-letter word describe people who, quote, whose eyes have been opened to a social justice movement?
Bird. Box.
What?
I don't know.
Bird box? Whose eyes have been opened? That's the... What four-letter word describe people whose eyes had been opened to a social justice movement?
That is, poop. I don't know. I don't know.
Amy, do you know that one?
No.
Morgan?
Is it woke?
It's woke.
Oh,
yeah.
Of course.
Oh.
If you're woke to something.
Dang
man, you guys
it.
Are so old and not with it.
Shoot.
You're not woke to what we're doing over here.
No, we're not, obviously.
Definitely not. Sleep
Eddie,
over
you tied
here.
It up 8-8. Nice job.
Yeah, thank you, Bones.
Woo! The Bobby Bones
Show. Here's Amy's pile of stories.
So at this point, we all just kind of need to embrace what's going to happen the next few weeks, especially with our hair, possibly. So for girls, like salons and barbershops, they're closing down across the country. And so Kelly Ripa, she has actually started a Roots Watch on her Instagram where she's documenting her gray hair through growing out through social distancing. So just know that you're not alone, and who cares? I know that I'm noticing all my grays, and I'm like, you know what? It's fine. It is what it is.
Well, my hair is just going to grow like crazy. I don't feel like I'm going to shave or cut my hair for probably another month or so. And I still have some TV stuff to do. We're still shooting the Opry with like 7 people total. And so I guess I'm just shaving my neck, but not my face. That counts, right?
Oh, yeah. Yeah. I guess so. Yeah.
My beard is so weird, though. I get like little patches of grays, little patches of blondes. I got parts of my face that won't even grow in still, even though I'm 39 years old. Like my beard just is not consistent, and that part drives me crazy.
Yeah. Well, you just got to be with it. Who cares? Own it.
Okay, what else?
Oh, well, if you want to check out, just know that the hashtag is #RootsWatch if you want to see people posting their roots coming through.
I don't think I'm going to click that hashtag.
Why?
For me, I don't want to see a bunch of roots. All right, okay. All right, what else?
So workers are using a background feature of Zoom to pretend to be working in these online meetings. So if you don't know about it, there is a feature that called Zoom Rooms, where you can actually record a video of you, loop it, and then use it as the background of your video. So you can record one of you sitting at your desk working, but it's just looped. So you may not actually be there working, but your company thinks that you are.
I've never used Zoom until today. So a lot of people have been using it. I've used FaceTime or I've used Skype for a bit, but I was watching this video of a girl on Zoom that was like, was she sitting on the toilet or was she changing clothes?
Well, the one I saw, she was changing clothes. I don't know if she, did she eventually go to the bathroom? I know there's, like, I saw one girl where she straight up, like, goes into her room, puts her phone down, she starts taking her pants off.
Yeah.
And, like, everybody else is just sitting in the meeting and she probably thinks the camera is not on her, but it is.
All right, what else?
And, you know, I have this weird fascination with gangs and prison life and stuff like that. I do have a positive gang story, I guess so. So in Brazil, they're now enforcing curfews. The gangs are. So
wow.
The government has yet to impose a national lockdown, but the gangs in local communities are putting in an 8 p.m. curfew, and they have put out threats like, whoever is seen on the streets after this time will learn to respect.
Wow.
The next one. And so they're using their skills for good, I guess.
I don't know how I feel about that because I don't even like the idea of gangs being out threatening people, but is it okay to threaten people for good? I'm still going to go with no.
Yeah,
I'm still
going to
go with no.
It's like a vigilante situation, but overall they're probably doing bad things to people too, but I mean,
it was like Hell's Angels when they would be brought in to protect things.
Yeah.
Motorcycle
similar.
Gang. All right, is that it?
Yep, I'm Amy. That's my pile.
That was Amy's pile of stories.
It's time for the good news.
With producer Eddie.
Tell me something good.
There are a bunch of companies out there that are donating money towards the coronavirus and trying to slow down the spread of it. And I want to highlight Walmart in this case. They're donating $25 million to a bunch of different organizations like food banks, school meal programs, and other, I guess, organizations that provide access to food as well. So shout out to Walmart. They're doing a really good thing.
Remember when Walmart called up here and helped you out with your foster kids?
Yeah, well, so I got on air and I talked about how I went to try to return formula and they accused me of stealing the formula. So Walmart came out and said, they wanted to apologize, but they also donated $10,000 to charity and they gave me and my family a $1,000 gift card. So that was pretty awesome.
Wait, so you took it to Walmart and the person at Walmart was like, you stole this?
Yeah, they were like, you can't return formula because how do we know you didn't steal it? And I'm like, I didn't steal it. And they're like, well, we don't know that.
How do we know you didn't steal it now that I think about it?
I didn't steal it.
Okay. Dang, what if he got us over? What if he got Walmart and got us all? Like, he stole it. And someone at Walmart heard that story, heard you talking about it, and called and hooked up charity, hooked up Eddie. And again, you know, a little more tell me something good. Eddie's got two foster kids as well. Are you still buying formula?
No. He's over formula now. Now we just get whole milk, which he's down to about 2 gallons of whole milk a week.
Are you stealing that?
No.
Okay. Anyway, shout out Walmart. That's what it's all about.
That was Tell Me Something Good.
Over to Amy with the morning corny. Here we go.
The morning corny.
How do you know when a bike is thinking?
How do you know when a bike is thinking?
You can see its wheels turning.
That was the morning corny.
Coming from the Bass Pro Shops and Cabela Studio on Music Row, it's the Bobby Bone Show.
Jason's on in North Carolina. Jason, what's happening with you?
Hey, how's it going?
Pretty good. Appreciate you calling. I'm going to play the secret sound, see if you can name this celebrity. So far, we have no winners. Here we go.
In time. After being perched atop their mother's feet for 1,000 paces, like a child learning to dance on her mother's shoes, the chick takes his first steps alone.
You know, we've had a lot of guesses. At this point, I just think maybe since I know the answer, that's why I think it's easy. I'm starting to second guess how I do games. Jason, you have a chance. Oh, he knows it. He knows who it is. Hands down.
Liam Neeson.
Who?
Liam Neeson, he says.
Liam Neeson.
Does this sound like Liam Neeson to you guys?
Not at all. But I mean, I try to think and take in. He was like, I have a lot of skills.
Yeah.
I will find you. No,
Ray, can you play me the first part of that again?
In time, after being perched atop their mother's feet for 1,000 paces, like a child.
I have a skill.
Listen, maybe. Like, I could actually see that could possibly be Liam Neeson. If, like, you closed one ear with your hand.
Or, oh, muffle it a little
and
bit.
And then the other, and then you went, while listening to it.
Then maybe you would hear Liam, yeah.
Jason, wow. Where you live in North Carolina?
Eden.
And anybody you want to say hi to while you're out there?
My wife, Brittany.
All right. Well, hey, appreciate that call. Tell her we say hello and just appreciate you listening and being part of the show. You didn't win. It's not Liam Neeson, but I'm glad you're hanging out with us. All right, bud?
Thanks, sir.
All right. There he is. Amy, you know how yesterday in your pile, you were talking about how to pronounce foods. Like, is it pecan or pecan?
Yeah.
Is it salmon or salmon? And you can go back and listen to yesterday's podcast to hear that. But I saw another story about food that I wanted to bring to you. Kind of the same thing, but I'll talk to you about it, okay?
Okay.
When you make a sandwich, what's the best way to cut it? How do you cut yours?
Oh, a diagonal.
You do?
Yeah.
Wow, so weird. Now, I cut mine down the middle because even if I think about sharing a sandwich, I cut it. I never think about cutting it diagonally. However, 80% of people say diagonal is better, and that's what they do.
Yeah, that's what I do.
Okay, do you eat your pizza flat or do you fold it when you eat it?
Flat.
Yeah, I eat it flat too. Most people eat it flat. 70% eat it flat, but I'm surprised that 31% or 30% of people are weirdos and fold it. Why do you doesn't need folded? It's not a sheet. You don't need to fold it. It's not a piece of paper. Eat your pizza. The best way to eat an apple, do you slice it up or just bite into it?
I have to slice it up.
56% of people say they slice it up. Unbelievable to me. Why do you put in the work? You can just eat it. Grip it and rip it, baby.
Yeah, no, that's what I do. No. I don't want to, I'd get nervous about my front teeth. But also, I don't know.
Grab it, wash it, and put it down the throat hole. That's what I do.
Okay, that's not me. I slice it, dice it, crunch it.
Yeah, most people, okay, cute. Most people, 56% do slice it with you.
Okay.
So far, you're pretty right on. I'm not. Do you put ketchup on your fries or on the side for dipping?
On the side and dip.
Yeah, me too. 92% of people prefer to dip. The other 8% of people have Corona because they have ketchup on their hands. They're putting it in their fries. What kind of psychopath squirts ketchup on their fries and just goes at it if they can choose? The best brownie, the corner piece or the middle piece?
Middle.
Yeah. I could go either way on this one. Because sometimes I do crave that corner because there's a little more to it. A little more crust to it.
Yeah.
But if you get a piece of the middle, it's so pure. It's like that's...
And gooey.
It's so brownie. 57% of people say corner. And then finally, string cheese. Do you string it or bite the whole chunk?
I bite it.
Yeah, me too. And when I did that and the show, they saw me do it and they called me a psycho killer.
No. Mm-mm.
Why are you trying to touch your food? Stop touching your food with your hands.
Yeah. The days of string cheese are long gone.
Oh, dude, what if their stock went way down after this?
Well, I mean, you can bite it. Like, you just don't string it. I mean, people will just come to the right side of things. Yeah. They will join us.
Yeah. Okay. Well, anyway, there you go. You're mostly with America. I'm not. You know, I've always thought different, Amy, you know?
Yeah.
I've always been a different thinker.
Which is okay. That's what we appreciate about you.
I think outside the cheese, you know? Amy, what's up with those bunkers?
Okay, well, it's just something that rich people are investing in, and they're based in Kansas, and it's a survivalist condo community. And I mean, Navy SEALs, I guess former Navy SEALs, are hired to guard the community, and it's all underground. And yeah, I mean, they have a community pool and like rock climbing, a dog park, but it's all underground. And then you have your own little bunker, but I guess you have like places where you can hang out with your neighbors, which are pretty much all your rich friends because, I mean, they're pretty expensive. You get.
Well, it sounds like you would go there for vacation, not for hiding from a virus or a war or something.
No, you don't go here for vacation. I wouldn't say it's like that great. It's like a refurbished Air Force missile silo in rural Kansas underground.
A 920 square foot space runs about $1.5 million.
Right.
An 1,800 square foot space is $3 million.
Yeah, and there's, I mean, Bobby, there's no view. The windows inside the bunkers are just fake. Like, they put little windows up with outdoor scenery painted inside because you're underground.
Yeah, I'm reading here, too. They say that they for sure could keep out a nuclear attack with a virus. They believe they can. They're not sure yet. They haven't had tests.
Yeah.
Hey, doesn't Post Malone, doesn't Post Malone have a bunker?
Yeah, I think that's where he is right now.
In his bunker?
Well, he has, like, his whole house rigged up like this.
Post Malone's a, what do they call it?
Doomsday prepper.
He is?
Yeah.
I was reading a story about these preppers that are like, what do you think of us now? Like, you've been laughing at us for years. Now what do you think about us? They're getting all the swipes on the apps. if you're, instead of like having a nice car, if you're just covered in Campbell soup or toilet paper, you get all the swipes now.
Bobby Bone.
Coming from the Bass Pro Shops and Cabela Studio on Music Row, it's the Bobby Bone Show.
Amy, did you watch any Tiger King last night?
I did. I made it to episode 3, and I will say that is where it really picked up for me, like, big time. I was like, okay, whoa, this just took a turn, and I'm hooked.
You weren't in episode 1?
No, I was. I didn't have Wi-Fi, and I was struggling to keep up. It was freezing, but once I was able to, like, watch it in a row, but it definitely turned a corner I didn't think it was going to turn, so...
Yeah, I think I'm
hooked,
on
but episode, I was more hooked.
Episode 5 right now. And so I think there's 7 or 8 episodes. And we're trying just to watch one a night. Because I feel like if I just binge it, it falls out of my brain quick. Like, I'll watch Cheer in like 2 days and then I just stop thinking about it. And so, but I'm reading the news about this guy. Because I don't know how it ends, obviously. But apparently he's still alive because he's suing the government at this point. I just saw a story this morning that he's suing the government for like millions and millions of dollars. Did you see that at all?
Wow. I did not. So I had no idea where he was.
The Tiger King is suing the government for more than $78 million. He's the guy from the Netflix docuseries. Joe Exotic is suing the U.S. Department of Interior and the U.S. Federal Wildlife Service, saying they targeted him with certain wildlife regulations to put him out of business. He wants $78 million for that. He's also suing 2 former colleagues for allegedly setting him up for a murder rap. And that, to me, doesn't spoil too much, but I guess I'm near the end of the show anyway. But I'm telling you, that woman who is up against him, who is the conservative, the conservationist,
big
she's nuttier
rescue
than Joe Exotic. Yeah, she's crazier than Joe Exotic. I don't even know what happens to her either, but she's crazier than Joe Exotic. But I'm into it. Jake Owen texted me yesterday and said, hey, are you watching Tiger Cat or Tiger Killer, whatever it is?
Tiger like, King?
Yeah. Tiger Kill. Yeah, whatever it is. And I was like, yeah, can't get enough of it. And I asked him if he finished it, and he said, yeah. So I asked him not to share anything. But he said, once the show is over, you can get on YouTube and just find so much more about it. Mike, you watching it?
No, I haven't started yet.
What's wrong with you? You're watching all these movies. What are you watching now in Movie Mike's podcast?
I'm watching, I restarted the Star Wars movies again, and I'm going through them.
Why?
Just to go back and binge them.
Oh, you have all the time to watch all this new
stuff.
But
they're all on Disney Plus.
Yesterday after the show's over, I walked downstairs in my house and my dog had found a pair of my glasses and chewed them up, which heartbreaking because glasses are not cheap. And so I don't know where I left them for him to chew them up, but he also figured out how to break through the gate. And so we had to move the gate now into this room that I'm in. You can watch, I'm in the room. You can see me at my house now if you go over to our Facebook page on the live stream. Eddie's figured out a way to rig this up. But so... the dog has broken the gate. We got a new one in this room. He's a mess. Trying to get him straight back up. So we're doing that yesterday. I was messing with him, and I log on to Twitter, and I see Amy tweet something about, you know, the eggs that she talked about this morning. But instead of writing duck eggs, she changed out the DF, and it said she found some blank eggs.
Saw that.
Yeah.
And so obviously I'm 12, so I just retweeted it. And... then I don't know what happened. People start hitting you up?
Oh, yeah. Immediately I started getting text messages and, you know, DMs. But I forgot that I linked it over to Twitter. So Instagram got fixed quickly. Twitter took a second because I forgot it. It's like you have to go to Twitter, delete the Instagram link, then repost it. So, yeah, I had the F word up there for a little bit.
Check. Bobby Bones Show. About to get Arkansas Keith on, who was my stepdad for a solid 6 years. People always ask, who's Arkansas Keith? That's what he did in my life. And so apparently he had some drama with his dog. We'll check in with him about quarantining. We're calling him right now. Let's see what happens.
Hello?
Hey.
Hey, how's it going?
What's happening with you?
Oh, I've done a little fishing today.
For what?
Clever bites. It's just too nice to be home after all this rain. It's beautiful today, man. Sun's out.
So what's the deal? What'd you go out with? What are you using for bait?
Well, I'm throwing an artificial bait right now. Actually looking for some walleye.
Oh, are you on the water right now?
I am on the water right now, yeah. I'm on Lake Washita.
Amy, say hi to Keith here.
Hey, Arkansas Keith. How are you?
I'm doing good. How are you doing?
Good. Are you practicing social distancing while fishing?
I am. I actually took the leave of absence, so I wouldn't have to work.
For what?
I'm on official leave from work. So.
For what reason? Why would you do that?
Because, just the virus.
Yeah.
They give us an opportunity to be off if we wanted to. Voluntary layoff, VLO. I'm on VLO.
How has the virus... Wait, how old are you right now?
63. I'll be 64 in July.
So are you worried about that because you're in your 60s now?
I am. I feel like it. Well, you don't kill anybody. I mean, I feel like I'm in pretty good shape, like I said before, but you never know. This stuff's something new.
Yeah.
I don't want to get it. I don't want to give it to anybody either.
I was telling Amy that you had to jump in and save your dog. Tell her that story.
Oh, man. I kind of panicked a little bit. He pierced something into his... above his foot, into the what I would call the ankle area, and it severed his artery, and the blood was just pouring out. And I thought, golly, well, I was by myself, and I got him, and I felt pressure on him, and I drove home. And then when I got home, I had to, I couldn't operate the phone, and the vets were all closed. My vet was, but we found a vet to come out on emergencies and actually took care of the dog, but he was bad there for a little bit, lots of blood, just like a person bleeding out. Well, that's what he was doing. And,
oh, my gosh.
My vet said, well, you probably just saved your dog's life. I thought, wow. I've never seen anything like it. A dog, you wouldn't think about it, but they're just like us, really. But I panicked a little bit. I'm telling you, blood was just gushing out of there.
Well, what's Arkansas like right now with all this happening?
Well, I don't think people are taking it too serious because it's not really hit us yet, I mean, I don't know if anybody just got the bug or anything, but, before it's over, I will, because it's going to get us a lot, It's just, like 300 people here got it or something, I think they said.
Yeah, I was talking on the show a couple of days ago where the lesser population areas are going to get it later. I mean, you're seeing the major cities get it first and worst.
Correct.
Because there are more people and they're on top of each other. But by the end of it, we're all going to have it. It's just going to take a little drip to get into one of the little towns. Because, where we grew up, we grew up in a town of 700 people. It's going to take a lot to have one of those virus cases get to us. But when it does, it's going to get most of us.
That's the way I feel about it.
Well, I hope you stay...
It's working from our borders inward, the way I'm looking at it. New York and California just coming inward, The rural people will get it later, too, I'm sure.
Yeah. And that's why I'm not... hoping that everyone just runs back to work, because I feel like I have to stick up for the working class person, and they just shove a bunch of working class folks in a factory or in a warehouse and go, everybody start working again. And if that happens and it starts to spread, it's going to hurt them worse than what it would have hurt them just taking a little bit more time off and then bouncing back. That's my opinion on it.
You're already this far into it anyway. So if we go back in 2 weeks, I don't think it will accomplish a whole much.
Well, I hope you stay safe. I hate interrupting you fishing, so I'll let you get back to the water. But
okay. Well, good hearing from you.
Yeah,
good hearing from you.
Good talk to you. Glad to hear the dog's okay. Good.
Yeah, praise the Lord, the dog's going. He's rocking and rolling again. So,
Amy, anything you want to say to Keith before we hang up?
Nothing. Just always love when we get to talk to you. I feel like
pleasure talking to you too. Good hearing from
you. Yeah. Okay. Take care.
All right. Bye, Keith.
You guys be safe.
Bye bye. There he is. I know we're gonna get him on the water. He's already hitting it early morning.
What do you say? He took a voluntary leave of...
Yeah, VLA, voluntary leave of absence.
Yeah. I feel like I was going to say this to him, but then I don't know if he could really hear me that well. But I feel like he was, I know you had different influences in your life, but the 6 years that he was your stepdad, I feel like it was really, really good for you. Like, he's just a really solid person.
So absolutely. As solid as it gets.
Yeah.
So, yeah.
And like just simple, smart, kind,
kind and caring and just you want the shirt off his back? He's okay with that one for a while then.
So, yeah.
Yeah, yeah. Good.
Oh, man. I didn't know if he could hear me, but I hope he hears this because I want him to know that, like, it's very evident to me that the role he played in your life.
You mean all my fishing, all my fishing skills or what?
Yeah. Oh, yeah. No, I mean, even from just a simple conversation like that, like, I just feel it. And yeah. I appreciate it.
He's a good dude.
It's time for the good news.
With Amy.
Tell me something good.
So shout out to cops in New Jersey because they are making sure that the elderly in their community are taken care of. They're doing their part, making sure that they're delivering groceries and any of their needs. A lot of stuff was donated by local nonprofits and food banks, but they're taking care of the elderly. And that's, I just share this story because I think it's what we all need to try to do. If you can, and you know of someone older that might need something from the store, like they can't necessarily get out and about.
Yeah. Love to see the good side of people come out during this. Less people that are hoarding toilet paper, more of this right here. That's what it's all about right there.
That was Tell Me Something Good.
Go.
On the Bobby Bones Show now.
Ree Drummond, the Pioneer Woman.
Hello.
Hello, this is Ree.
Hey, Ree, it's Bobby Bones. How are you?
Hi, Bobby. How are you?
I am really good. I'm very excited to talk to you. And I have to tell you, my girlfriend is from Oklahoma, and she'd never been on the show before, but she is up here with me because she is such a massive fan of you. So, Ree, this is Caitlin. Caitlin, say hi to Ree.
Hi, Ree.
Hi, Caitlin. Oh, my gosh. So great to meet you.
Oh, it is.
Oh, and you too, Bobby.
Oh, yeah. Well, so let me just tell you my story because I'm not even a food guy that much, but Caitlin loves you, and she's like, let's watch Food Network because I love the Pioneer Woman. And so we watch your show, and I was like, wow, look how nice she is. And by the way, you made stuff that I feel like there was a lot of butter, Ree. I'm going to be honest with you. There was a lot of butter in this stuff. And she said that that was kind of your style, that you made like really, really thick meals for like the family, like feel good meals.
Yeah.
And so.
Yeah. I'm going to do a double negative. It's not non-fat food.
Well, so I mentioned to my listeners that we were watching you and they all love you. And I was like, wow, my world has just been opened to the Pioneer Woman. So anyway, I'm very excited that you called. So thank you very much for spending some time with us.
I was the person you never knew you were missing.
Yeah.
Something like that.
Well, Caitlin has some questions first. Caitlin, what would you like to ask her?
Oh my gosh, so many things, but I'm going to have to narrow it down. Okay, so one thing I've been wondering, and I've watched you since your first debut on Bobby Flay.
Oh, wow.
Yes, I caught it
in
my college dorm room.
I was so much skinnier
then. No, you're beautiful then and now. Okay, so I was wondering, your sons are older, right? They're in high school now?
Yes.
Okay.
They are. They're very large people.
Yeah.
Very tall.
Have you thought about what kind of mother-in-law you would be? Because I would be so nervous to date your son because you would be so intimidating. You're the queen of everything domestic.
Thank you. I think I have this problem where the first boyfriend or girlfriend of my children doesn't stand a chance. And I don't mean to be that way, but I do. I think it's just this adjustment for each kid that I have to, I go kicking and screaming into each of their love lives. But the second boyfriend or girlfriend, it's all golden. They're totally accepted into my life. So, no, I'm kind of kidding on that. But, no, I'm kind of like, I don't want to be a regular mom. I want to be a fun mom. So when the boyfriends and girlfriends come over, I do TikTok videos with them, and I try to be cool, but then I just wind up embarrassing them. And so, you know, just typical mom stuff.
Ree Drummond, the Pioneer Woman, is on with us. Your show's been on for 25 seasons. Is that right?
It is, but TV seasons are kind of like dog years or something. It's basically, this is my ninth year. We started in 2011. So a season is 13 episodes, so we do quite a few shows per year.
If people come to your house, because I have a lot of friends who are musicians, and, you know, if they're at a party, people, like, they're like, well, there's a guitar. Is anybody going to play it? And they kind of are pointing to the musician to go get the guitar. Are people always expecting you to bring food or cook food when they come over?
I think it's a pretty safe expectation, and usually there is something in my house to snack on, and if not, I'll just throw a couple sticks of butter in a skillet and let it melt, and then people will think I'm cooking. You know, Italian restaurants, they always have garlic simmering, so it really smells delicious when you walk in. But what's funny is when I travel for work, I'll go to New York or you know, Seattle or something, and people say, did you bring any food? And I always think, well, I couldn't really get my portable, you know, butane burner onto the airplane with me. But so, yeah, food is an expectation when I show up.
Okay, I have another question. Bobby's birthday is coming up, and we're going to be quarantined, so I have to make something for his birthday dinner. And I've made almost all of your recipes, but I haven't made the chicken fried steak, and that's his favorite. So do you have any tips? Oh. I'm still trying to impress him, so I need all the help.
You will totally impress him with chicken fried steak. Bobby, I love hearing this. Is that your favorite food?
Yeah, my favorite is chicken fried steak with white gravy and mashed potatoes and white gravy and fried okra. I'm from Arkansas, so.
I know you are.
Yeah.
I know my daughter went to University of Arkansas before they canceled classes, but I love it there. It's a great, great school. Caitlin, you will totally rock the chicken fried steak. It is, all you have to do is get all the ingredients out ahead of time and kind of mix up the breading. Have everything ready. Don't try to just start and finish, you know, in 45 minutes. It'll go much more smoothly if you just lay it all out beforehand and, you know, say a prayer before you start.
I usually do.
And if you pray over your chicken fried steak, it always turns out a little bit better.
Okay, I have one more. Can I ask one more?
Yeah, go ahead.
Okay, and then I have something to tell her. Can I do both?
Tell her first and then ask her.
I'm going to ask her first.
Okay, go. Okay, okay.
Okay, thank you. Okay, so the last thing is, I know you said Lad married you for your lasagna, but do you remember the first thing you ever made him?
Okay, so I imagine Bobby can relate to this, but I married a guy who is, he doesn't like anything weird to eat. He just likes chicken fried steak and not a lot of flavors that he wasn't all, you know, eating in 1973. He kind of wants to eat the same foods. But anyway, I didn't know this about him when I started dating him. And so I decided I'm going to make this guy dinner. It was like our third or fourth date. And I made him one of my favorite dishes, which is linguine with clam sauce.
Mm.
And, you know, yeah, it sounds good, doesn't it, Caitlin? Well,
sounds amazing.
He's not a big fish person, let alone, you know, canned clams. And I made him this enormous plate of linguine with clam sauce. And we were still in the early stages of our relationship, so he ate every bite of that plate. And then the phone rang, and he had to take the call because it was his brother, and they had a ranching thing going on. And so I thought, oh, I bet he liked it so much, I'll fill his plate again. So I gave him another big helping. And he kind of got through the second half of it. And he told me much, much later that he was hoping his brother had called to say there was a prairie fire because he wanted an excuse to get out of the house quickly. But yeah, that was
so
our
funny.
First romantic meal together.
That's funny. What would you like to tell her, Caitlin?
I just want to say you inspire me so much. I think you're incredible, and I love that as your empire has grown in Pawhuska, you've brought your community up with you, and I just think that is beautiful.
You're so kind, and I mean, this is a rough time, and those kind words really mean a lot to me, so thank you so much, and I hope you can come bring Bobby to Pawhuska sometime.
Oh, we are going.
Well, she's a massive fan. She just loves you, and, you know, she loves Oklahoma, too. Like, you guys have that in common. She is, as much as I'm diehard Arkansas, she is diehard Oklahoma.
Are you from Oklahoma, Caitlin?
I am. I'm from eastern Oklahoma, close to Muskogee.
That's why we have a bond.
Oh, my gosh. I'm going to cry. You said we had a bond.
Let me ask you a question, Ree. People are in their house now that maybe don't cook as much as they have because we're all trying to stay in, and what's a meal that people can make pretty easily? They can kind of learn a little bit. Or what's a tip that you can give them about cooking if we're kind of new to it?
Well, the tip I just gave Caitlin has saved me a lot of sanity. And that's just getting everything out before you start cooking. Because if you aren't quite comfortable whipping up something on the stove and you just start, you know, you heat up the pan and you've got to go. If you don't have everything out of the fridge or out of the spice cabinet or out of the pantry, you're going to wind up cussing to yourself quietly, but it'll be frustrating. So just lay everything out. And I've been doing some cooking. I've just been kind of documenting my cooking on Instagram, and I'm cooking pretty simple stuff. I made hamburger soup the other day, which, you know, I had some hamburger I needed to use, and I just kind of reached into my produce drawer and chucked potatoes and carrots in there. And so it's kind of a good time to experiment, but you don't, right now is not the time to, you know, get really adventurous with flavors and different ingredients. Cook what you're comfortable with, and, I mean, make soup, for goodness sake. Soup is a... That soup fed my household of however many I had over the weekend, and a couple of them are over 6'4", so they loved it. And I mean, don't be afraid to use canned biscuits. I mean, don't put pressure on yourself. Just use what you have, and watch videos. You know, the Instagram videos. A lot of my food blogging friends are documenting what they're cooking, and just have fun.
Can you copyright a recipe, or if you make a recipe and you see someone, you're like, I bet they stole my recipe. Is that a thing?
I think if it's going to be cooked, it's been cooked before, is kind of what I think. It's usually the things I cook, when I first started my show, they were, you know, recipes that my mom made and her friends made and my mother-in-law made and passed along to me. And these days, the things I cook are, you know, variations on the theme. It's amazing, you know, how many different approaches you can take to quesadillas, you know. it's kind of the same formula, but you can do barbecue chicken and pineapple quesadillas. You can do, you know, fajita steak and veggie quesadillas, you know, roasted veggie quesadillas. So I'm not reinventing the wheel with my cooking because I'm a home cook. I wasn't trained in culinary school. So I think, you know, everything is sort of a variation of something that came before, unless you're in that tier of chef that I love and admire, where you can just admire from afar the beautiful things they're doing. But for me, it's like the food's brown hot and plenty of it. Like in City Slickers, my favorite movie.
The Pioneer Woman on the Food Network. It's Saturdays at 10, 9 central, but it airs all the time throughout the week. She has a line of dishes at Walmart. You can go to walmart.com/thepioneerwoman. Thank you very much for your time. We appreciate that. And I'm just a big fan. And we're gonna come out. We're going to come and the lodge. That's the place, right? Is that what it's called?
You can stay at the boarding house, my little enormous 8-room hotel. And I would love to host you guys. In the meantime, stay safe. It was great to meet you.
We're going
to
stay safe and eat all your food. Kaylin just said she's making soup for me tonight. There's already one of your recipes. So I had no idea how much you were already in my life.
I love it. Kaylin, take a picture of your chicken fried steak. And happy early birthday, Bobby.
Thank you very much. Bye, Reed. It's a pleasure talking to you.
Bye, guys.
Bye-bye.
Bye. Take care.
Let me throw a special shout out and a salute to the toilet paper ninja in Colorado Springs that's making surprise deliveries. So here's to you, toilet paper ninja, because toilet paper can be pretty hard to find right now. There's a mystery man going around Colorado Springs making stealthy and timely deliveries. A video sent to KRTO in the area of Circle and Monterey, a man in a ninja mask is seen walking up to front porches, dropping off toilet paper, and then getting out of there. That is an American treasure. So we salute you, toilet paper ninja. Clap your hands for him, everybody. Yeah. Although, let me say this. If I were to see him coming up to my house and didn't know what he was doing, I'd probably shoot him because his face is covered. But the fact that he's getting away with it and dropping off the toilet paper, good for him. So we salute you, toilet paper ninja.
Coming from the Bass Pro Shops and Cabela Studio on Music Row, The Bobby Bone Show.
Here's some sad news for Lunchbox. What's happening with the Powerball Lunchbox?
They're reducing the prizes because people keep winning. I don't know what's going on. I'm so mad at the... I don't know. It's just, it's very disturbing.
Wait, why are they cutting? I thought it's not for coronavirus.
Not that I know of.
Am I losing him? I'm working from home, so I'm losing. I don't know if I have a connection problem or not. I just saw the Powerball was cutting the jackpot after the next winner. The woman who just won $50,000 lottery was also the same woman who won $3 million buying the same tickets.
Oh.
Which is crazy. If you can win the lottery twice, like, shouldn't you be in... I think there should be a... There are two things I think should be checked into immediately. One, if you're over 80 and you're getting a driver's license, you just should be checked every time. Right? If I'm over 80 and I'm getting a driver's license, I go ahead and I submit myself to every year taking a new test because my skills of seeing, hearing, distance probably aren't as good as they would have been 5, 10 years ago. So I'm going to go ahead and say I will submit myself every year. Secondly, if you win the lottery twice, you should be investigated. Not because I think you did anything illegal, but there could be something shady going on. Like, how are you that lucky?
That reminds me. I still have only watched one episode of that Millionaire McDonald thingy.
I haven't seen
McDonald's.
Any of it.
Oh, that's really good.
Oh, because it's one episode at a time, and I totally forgot that, you know, now I need to circle back with that because I am, that makes me think of that. It's total scam.
Well, I did see a story, too, where live TV and even cable are doing so great right now while everyone's quarantined. Listen, I think my prediction is in the future, networks that you have to have through cable are going to be mostly live because we're getting so conditioned to watching what we want to watch when we want to watch it that if we have to wait for something, we're like, what planet am I having to wait for a TV show? So the only thing we will wait for is live events. Like, for example, American Idol, when it goes live, great. Football games, when they go live or if they're ever played again, great. So I think that's going to be mostly live events. I did see two where they think the World Series could possibly be played on Christmas, which would be fun. I think that's great. Let's do it. Let's get all the sports back. Let's just get all the sports back.
That'd be awesome.
Like, that's my Christmas present. If we can just get sports back. I was creating some games for a show segment that I was pitching to ABC because they come and they said, hey, we're looking for some ideas for shows. And one of the segments was I put my dog in the middle of the room and I put meat on all sides of him and we gamble on which meat he eats first, he runs to.
That's my kind of game, Bones.
Yeah, I was like, it's for charity. I said, we have everybody bet and we put like chicken on one side of the room, brisket on the other, and he's an animal. And we all sit there and go, right? And we let him go, right? It's like like at the dog track where they just come shooting out of the gates. We just open up my dog's like whatever we put him in for a second. A big shoebox. He's too big for that now. And then whichever comes to first, that's who wins. Because you can't rig that. I don't think they like that idea that much.
No.
I love it.
Didn't take.
But I think that would be fun. Hey, just a heads up to everybody. We're doing the Opry again on Saturday. And it's only going to be a few of us again. But you can watch the live stream and on Circle and on some of the affiliates. But the Grand Ole Opry back again. Amy Grant, Vince Gill, and I think their kids. So a very small Opry. I think our entire gathering is less than 10 people. I'm talking camera guys, producers, all that. Amy, last week we were doing the show and everything was it was live for the first time. And so anytime you start anything live, there are always little hiccups. And at the beginning of the show, it's like 60 seconds and they say, hey, okay, go on. And they have a bunch of stuff on the prompter for me to read about being at the Opry and there was nobody in the seats, and it's the first time since like World War, and it's all this stuff, all these facts. And so I'm like, okay, go. And I love live. I do it live here 5 hours a day. And so they're like, go. And so I'm like, hey guys, welcome to the Grand Ole Opry. Tonight's gonna be Brad Paisley, Marty Stewart, and Vince Gill, and it's the first time. And then the prompter goes dead. And so there's like 53 seconds of just nothing. And I'm like, welp, time to freestyle. So I'm just like, man, I was looking at, and so the whole show, if you saw it and you see me go, wonder what he's up to, is because I didn't have anything. So you never know what's going to happen watching a live show is my point here.
Oh,
it's like this show.
Yeah.
You never know what's going to happen. But it'll be great. The Opry continues on. It'll be on this Saturday if you guys want to check it out. So I wanted to share that. I did, too, want to bring up the story about divorce rates. They say they're skyrocketing from couples who are stuck in quarantine. Hasn't this only been 2 weeks? What's
already
happening right
this
now?
I know. I'm like, what?
That's some fast. Divorce attorneys say they've already seen a 50% rise in calls from potential clients. Again, we're talking about a couple of weeks, folks. If we were 6 months into this thing, I would go, I get it. But these people must have already been on the edge and just looking for a reason, right?
Mm-hmm.
Divorce filings are skyrocketing from quarantine-weary and financially stressed couples. You know, with us, with Caitlin and I, we haven't really left the house except she'll go to the store occasionally. But I think so much of it is us just dedicating ourselves to being on, she works and she does her job from a different room, like a bedroom. And then I'm doing the show over here. And then we'll kind of get together in the middle of the day a little bit and hang out for like 15, 20 minutes. And we go back. And then we try to make it as normal of a day as possible. We see each other constantly, but it's just quick stuff. And then at night we hang out. We watch Tiger King. But we'll watch Tiger King, and she's so excited about it. And then she falls asleep halfway through it every night. And then I have to wake her up, and I'm like, hey, wait, Tiger King. And then nobody wants to watch anything when they're half asleep, right? Because you're not really taking it all in. But I feel like this has been good for us. I feel like we're about 3 weeks into just being here every day. It's fast-forwarded it a bit. Wouldn't you say, Amy, our relationship?
Oh, for sure. Yes. It's like you're on the fast track, and I don't mind it.
Because we've been together for over 4 months or so, but we've been locked in the same house for a few weeks, and it's been good. I think she gets irritated with me. I don't like irritated with her, but I think she gets irritated with me a bit. And we talked about that on the show yesterday. I randomly hold my breath and don't know it. I play video games, and she doesn't say that annoys her, but I think it should annoy her if it doesn't. Eddie and I were talking about that during the break because we didn't get to play last night, even though it was on my schedule. And so Eddie's like, well, I guess I can play double video games today. And Eddie has 4 kids at home.
Yeah, so, if I take an hour to play, it's definitely like, oh, man, am I being a bad dad right now? Like, oh, is she thinking bad stuff about me? I get it.
But now you'll do 2 because you didn't play last night?
Oh, I'm sure. Yeah, it adds up, man. Now I can do 2. Maybe if I don't play today, I can do 3.
This is a Bobby Bone show.
Bobby Bone.
Let's go over to Morgan, who's at her house right now. Morgan, what happened on today's show that people will want to go back and listen to?
Well, Brantley Gilbert was on talking about how he's handling staying at home right now.
Yeah. And he's more comfortable living on his bus than in the house, which I found was interesting because he's been on the road his whole life. All right, what else?
Eddie gave us the Spanish word of the day from his homeschooling lesson for his kids.
Amy, are we going to make this a thing, Eddie's Spanish word of the day?
I mean, I'm down with it.
Maybe we'll give it a try tomorrow, too. All right, what else?
Arkansas Keith saved his dog's life and talked with you about it.
He didn't know he saved his dog's life, but he's like, oh, dog's having trouble. So he jumped in, and when he finally got the dog to the vet was like, yeah, you saved the dog's life. So you can hear that on the podcast. And what else?
Amy had a funny typo on social media yesterday when she bought eggs.
All right. She didn't write duck eggs. She wrote something else. Anything else, Morgan, number 2?
Yeah, and the Pioneer Woman was on with us, and Bobby, your girlfriend, got to ask her some questions.
Yeah, who had no interest in being on the radio, by the way. But I said the only way you can talk to her is if you get up and ask them on the radio. So it was the Pioneer Woman, Ree Drummond, who her and I chatted a little bit on Twitter yesterday, and Caitlin was on the show. So check it all out on the podcast today. Search The Bobby Bone Show wherever you listen to your podcasts. Amy, what's going on with you today?
I got some meetings. Well, speaking of podcast stuff, I'm finally working on like a, you know, the special one that I'm doing, the series that I'm doing on disordered eating. Yeah. We're trying to come up with a fun intro outro song for it. So I have a meeting after the show for that with someone that's helping me. So I'm kind of excited.
So you're doing a fun song about eating disorders?
No, sorry. I guess I'm calling it fun because I'm excited about it. But no, it's going to hopefully be impactful and just fitting to the series, but like pulling different clips from people's stories and putting it to music and kind of popcorning different stories. And then that'll be the intro. So yeah, fun's probably not the right word, but I am excited about it. So that's fun for me.
She's trying to get a love shack for eating disorders.
No. Oh. Actually, the song that we picked for it, it's crazy how it has a little bit of joy, but a little bit of emotion, like not too much joy. So I think it's going to be good. Yeah. What about you?
I got a couple interviews after the show that we'll get on tomorrow's show and a couple shows next week. I'm going to shoot some videos for affiliates. By the way, my whole calendar is up on Instagram story if you want to see it, at Mr. Bobby Bones. Kayla and I are going to drop off some more packages today. Got a couple sets of push-ups and sit-ups. Got a conference call with my TV people. Got a Peloton ride. Got some video games scheduled in. I got 2 video games things scheduled in today. I didn't get to play it all yesterday. I got caught up here at work. I got to read. You know, it's all, watch some Tiger King. All my schedule, if you want to see it, is up, Mr. Bobby Bones. I'll say this, the BobbyCast episode, that after you listen to today's radio show, there's a new BobbyCast with Matt Ramsey of Old Dominion and Brett Young, both. So talking to both of them. So you can search BobbyCast, too, wherever you listen to your podcast. A lot of podcasts. All right, thank you, guys. Hope you have a great day. We'll see you on Friday's show. Tomorrow, Kristen Bell will be on, who's Anna in Frozen. She's from The Good Place. So we'll have that, and Ingrid Andress will be on too. All right, bye guys. Have a good day.
Fight.
Congrats, Bobby Bones, on your ACM win.
Grind.
ACM.
Congrats, Bobby Bones.
Repeat.
National Air Personality
of the Year, baby.
Win.
Love you.
This is a Bobby Bones.